This is Dr. Schneider dictating a 1280 kg on patient Angeline Birch, B-E-R-T-S-E-H, on 12-16-24. Mrs. Birch performed a 1280 kg period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm. QRS complexes are normal. PR interval is prolonged. T waves are normal. Period and pattern of compression, first degree heart block, otherwise normal EKG. Next. 6-minute walk test on Hannah, H-A-N-N-A-H, Griffin, G-R-I-F-F-E-N. This goes to Goshen Memorial. On 12-16-24, Mrs. Griffin performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 100%, period. The patient walked 439 meters in 6 minutes. And saturation at the end of the study was 98%, period. New pattern of compression. Normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, Robert Perdue, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. This goes to the VA. On 12-16-24, Mr. Perdue performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 12-29-22, there's been no significant change period in paragraph compression, normal study. Next, 6-minute walk test on same patient, Robert Perdue. That's P-E-R-D-U-E. This goes to the VA. On 12-16-24, Mr. Perdue performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 93% period. The patient walked 484 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 96% period. While testing, there was some fluctuation of his saturation, no lower than 89%, period of paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Gary Williams. This goes to E. DeSandre, D-E-S-A-N-D-R-E, comma, F-N-P. On 12-16-24, Mr. Williams performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 100%, period. The patient achieved 179 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 99%, period. Of paragraph impression, poor exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Dale Milliken. This goes to Dr. Stefani Connell, C-O-N-N-E-L, on 12-16-24. Mr. Milliken performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 94% period. The patient walked 300 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 91% period. New paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Diane Macquarie, M-A-C-Q-U-A-R-R-I-E. This goes to Dr. L. Period Strickland. On 12-16-24, Mrs. Macquarie performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 95% period. The patient walked 248 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 94% period. New paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Regina Alexander. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 12-16-24, Mrs. Alexander performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 97% period. Patient walked 407 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 97% period. No paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on John Shipman. This goes to Oceanside Family Medicine. On 12-16-24, Mr. Shipman performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 98% period. The patient walked 489 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 91% period. New paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia period. Thank you.